I'm Phil Nee with sports. Richland Center girls will be hosting a volleyball scrimmage today. They will be hosting Cassville, Highland, North Crawford, Riverdale, Royal, and Seneca. It gets underway at 3:30 at Richland Center High School Fieldhouse today. Also, the Richland Center Ithaca cross country teams will be involved in the Blackhawk Lake Invitational for cross country scrimmage tomorrow. Lots of teams from the area, including Iowa Grant, Platteville, Boscobel, Cuba City, Dodgeville, Fenimore, River Valley, Riverdale, Southwestern, and Darlington. Richland Center will be involved in its first outing officially of the year. Coming up, the Hornet girls will be at the Omni Center for a varsity tournament coming up beginning at noon on Wednesday. River Valley, with a scrimmage over the weekend at Wanakee, their volleyball team was involved in that, along with several teams from southwestern and south central Wisconsin. Also, there was a varsity invitational for the River Valley swim team at Milton over the weekend. Action going on this week, including running at the Blackhawk Lake Invite for the River Valley cross country team and a swim meet at Stoughton coming up on Thursday. Week number two of high school football is this weekend as well. River Valley will be at Wisconsin Dells. Richland Center will be hosting their opponent Potosi Cassville for the Hornets home opener coming up on Friday night. Riverdale will be involved in the scrimmage, as mentioned today, for volleyball and run cross country tomorrow in the Blackhawk Invitational before taking part in a volleyball tournament at Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells on Friday. The Riverdale football team will be at Hillsboro. For the Ithaca volleyball team, they will be playing in a volleyball scrimmage against Weston on Tuesday evening. They'll also return home with a football team following a win on Friday night. They'll be home against Wazika Steuben Seneca, which is a non-conference game for the Bulldogs in game number two of the season. The Richland Center soccer alumni legends will take on the current Hornet soccer team this Saturday, August 31st. The annual scrimmage for the current varsity boys soccer team and the legends of the past, who are welcome to attend and play or just cheer on the teams. Also, for more information, you can contact Rick Piasecki Saturday at 11. It will kick off the alumni versus the Richland Center Hornets soccer invite. Sunday League Home Talent Baseball round robin play continues. Sauk Prairie was a winner yesterday against Sun Prairie 3-1, and Verona stayed unbeaten with a 9-0 victory over Evansville. Week 3 of the Home Talent Baseball Final Four will be held this coming Sunday. Lucky Strikers Bowling League is set to start tomorrow night. They will have a meeting at 6 o'clock prior to bowling. And the Merchants Bowling League at the Phoenix Center begins its season coming up this week on August 28th, Wednesday night, starting at 6:30. Starter Frankie Montas was roughed up in a four-run fourth inning as the Oakland A's edged the Brewers 4-3 yesterday. Oakland avoided a sweep. Milwaukee got home runs from Willie Adames and Gary Sanchez, but only managed to come up with two more hits after that. Montas gave up all four runs in six innings of pitching. The Brewers come out of the weekend with a 10-game lead over the Cardinals in the National League Central Division standings. Concerning the game yesterday, here is manager Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he was had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate, and they did a great job. And they stayed disciplined and got the pitches they want and got four hits in that inning and a couple walks, and that's how that stuff happens.
Murphy talked about the story of the game.
The story was, you know, obviously that they stuffed us offensively. We had one at bat with a guy in scoring position. We hit two home runs, and we flew out or popped out nearly every time. Very few hard contacts. Credit goes to the Oakland pitchers, but you got to have more than a handful of hard contacts to win a major league game.
The Brewers are starting to get a few players back that have been injured, including Aaron Ashby.
I liked what I saw at Ash. He's got his velo back from when before his surgery and, you know, for the most part, really commanded his pitches. And, yeah, I think he can help us.
The Brewers are off tonight, returning home to host the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday evening. Elsewhere yesterday in the majors, Arizona 7-5 over Boston. The Yankees beat Colorado 10-3. St. Louis 3-2 over Minnesota. It was Philadelphia 11 and Kansas City 3. The Dodgers 3-1 over Tampa Bay. Seattle 4, San Francisco 3. In the American League, Cleveland 4, Texas 2. Toronto 8-2 over the Angels. Detroit 9, the White Sox 4. Houston 6-3 over Baltimore. Baltimore. And in the National League action, Washington 5, Atlanta 1, Miami 7-2 over the Cubs, Pittsburgh 4, Cincinnati 3, San Diego 3-2 over the Mets. In football yesterday from the NFL preseason, Tennessee 30 and New Orleans 27, Denver 38, Arizona 12, Washington 20, and New England 10. With final rosters due Tuesday, several players had a final shot at earning a job with the Packers in the final preseason game. Green Bay won 30-7, but the score wasn't the important thing coming out of Sunday. Defensive end Aaron Mosby had a strip sack resulting in a touchdown and also an interception. Linebacker Christian Welch created a turnover for the third straight game. It will become apparent whether those efforts were enough. The Packers begin the regular season a week from Friday in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Wisconsin men's basketball program has released its non-conference schedule for the upcoming season. The action starts with an October 30th exhibition at home against UW River Falls. The regular season starts November 4th when Holy Cross visits the Kohl Center. High-profile contests against non-conference opponents include Arizona at the Kohl Center November 15th and a short trip to Milwaukee for a game against in-state rival Marquette on December 2nd. The action will continue with preseason games up through December 22nd when they take on Detroit Mercy. The Wisconsin men's hockey program hosts the 10th annual Student Shootout. September 25th, students will start lining up for a shot at free season tickets. Even before the doors open at 5:30, any student who is in line by 8 p.m. will be allowed to take their shot. Admission is free and sticks and pucks will be provided. Hundreds of those season ticket packages will be on the line. The rest of the student tickets go on sale the next day, Thursday, September 26th at 7:30 a.m. online at uwbadgers.com. And also a rarity in Major League Baseball, Boston Red Sox catcher Danny Jansen is enjoying his odd slice of baseball history as he prepares to become the first Major League player ever to appear in the same game for both teams. Jansen was in the lineup for the Toronto Blue Jays when their June 26th game in Boston was suspended because of rain. It was scheduled to be made up today, Toronto's first trip back to Fenway Park. In the meantime, Jansen was traded to Boston. Red Sox manager Alex Cora has said he will put Jansen in the lineup when the game resumes. So, an interesting little tidbit of baseball history there. Danny Jansen playing for both clubs in that game that was now or will now be resumed today. And that is an update on Monday Morning Sports. I'm Phil Nee.